I remember my girl sent me a picture of, and it had Steph Curry and Klay Thompson with Kevin Durant in the middle. Yeah, that little black piece of shit sandwiched in between two yellow bitches.
Wow.
That's what they are.
I don't know, man. I was going to do Penetrator, but... Guy said that it was...
isn't he in prison right now? Because what he did?
He's a rapist.
Yeah, right. So if you're comparing Terrell Owens to rapist Darren Sharper, that you're a freaking idiot.
All right, tribe members. Welcome back. This is Dave Love, and with me on the Tribal Council today is Richie Ricardo.
Hey, what's going on?
And Eric, Mr. Two Plates.
Podcast people, what up?
How's everybody doing today?
Real good.
Real good?
Sensational.
Yeah. Sensational. Okay. I just want to remind people, go ahead and check out our latest episodes and our fan cast. We got Chris, Eric's boy. We talked to him about some basketball, some NBA stuff, and we enjoyed having him on. And we'd love to enjoy. We would love to enjoy. Yeah, we'd love to. Now I quit.
Just roll with it, man. Roll with it.
Unfiltered.
I know,
unfiltered.
Man.
This is what we do
today.
Go ahead, man. What else you got?
Okay. Listen, you know, we enjoy it. Whoever comes on, come on aboard. We'll make arrangements and want to be a part of the fan cast. But anyways, so let's just dive into the first topic. We all know what the first topic is going to be already. Come on. We're going to talk about the NFL. So we got to talk about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It just happened this Sunday. Brady and the New England Patriots came back, 25-point lead, deficit, I'm sorry. They had a 25-point deficit and came back at OT and beat those dirty birds.
Mm-hmm.
Rich, what was your reaction to it? Were you entertained?
You know, what's
funny? Were you surprised?
What was funny is I was watching this with my wife, and she knew I was going for the Falcons, so she was going for the Falcons. And while we were watching it, like, they kept on climbing back into it. And she was like, they're about to score a touchdown. I was like, yeah, but it's fine. They got to make the two-point conversion. They're not going to make it. Mm-hmm. They made the two-point conversion. She was like, they got the two-point conversion. And I was like, it's fine. It's all about that coin flip toss and maybe Falcons will get the ball. And they didn't get the ball. The Patriots got the ball. And... I mean, from there, it was like, okay. I mean, that defense, Tom Brady figured them out. But I was telling Eric about this the other day. I saw picture evidence of the guy's knee down and the ball not crossing the plane. And yet they blew off the confetti. They didn't review it. They said they review it. But even why would they review it if they couldn't do anything about it? Because the confetti went off. People were already on the field. And, I mean, it was an amazing game, though. Probably one of the best Super Bowls I've seen.
Really?
And first Super Bowl to go to overtime?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just glad it wasn't a big blowout, like a boring one. Remember the Broncos and the Seahawks? That was a boring one. Seahawks just trampled the Broncos. But, yeah, it was good. It was real good.
Eric, your reaction, my friend.
Man, first of all, I want to say, if I was a true Atlanta fan, I would be sick to my fucking stomach right now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a lot of people are voicing their opinion talking about, did Atlanta give it away or did New England take it? In my opinion, I mean, it's a combination of both. Because, I mean, New England, they wouldn't have the opportunity to take it if Atlanta didn't give them the opportunity to take it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, situation in the game, though, I was thinking about... that a lot of people tripping on, including myself. When Julio Jones caught that ball on the sideline.
The tippy toe catch?
The tippy toe catch with like four and a half minutes left.
Yeah.
Game should have been over. That should have been it.
I know.
I mean, the situation was you got first and 10 at the 22-yard line. You're already up by 8 points. You up by 8 points already. First and 10 at the 22-yard line, 4.5 minutes left. why in the hell would you even think about throwing that ball in that situation? They were supposed to run that ball on first down, run that ball on second down, run that ball on third down. You got one of the best running backs in the game in Devontae Freeman.
Yeah, you got in the backfield.
Yeah.
You know, why would you even think about throwing that ball? You know, I mean, you give, my opinion, Devontae Freeman is a top five running back. If you run that ball on first, second, and third down, it's pretty much over from that stance, from that moment. You know, I mean, yeah, New England had like two timeouts. It surprised me that they didn't call timeout after that first run. They did run the ball on first down. You know, Freeman, he lost 3 yards, but it was still like second and like 13. And, you know, why would you just run the ball, make them use them last two timeouts, or let the clock run? They didn't call timeout after their first run. Let that clock run. And, I mean, I think you kick a field goal in that situation. You got one of the best kickers in the game in Matt Bryant.
Yeah.
You kick a field goal in that situation, it's not over, but it's damn near. It'll be real hard, even for the great Tom Brady, to come back from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I got mixed emotions about it. I mean, the first half was all Anna, okay? And I ain't gonna lie, I loved every minute of it. I loved every minute of it. I loved it. But then the second half, the third quarter started, I'm like, oh, okay. Falcons couldn't do shit on offense the whole second half. I just couldn't believe they couldn't really do anything. They weren't moving the ball like they were doing. Like you said, they were doing more passes than running yards. And then we go back to that play that you're talking about. It was just poor clock management. Poor clock management. Like you said, you had 4.5 minutes left.
Bad play call.
Second down already. Okay, you lost 3 yards. Second down already. Why are you going to go pass it? You're in field goal range. You got one of the best accurate kickers of all time, you know, Matt Bryant, as your kicker. So that's all you need. You need them to score, so they have to score twice on the other end. Not saying it'll be less probable, not ridiculously not probable, but less probable that they can catch up like that because they have to do an onside kick, you know, whatever. But it's just another Super Bowl that the opposing team got outcoached by Bill Belichick.
I was just about to say that. Because
that's what happened with Pete Carroll and the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if they were overthinking, because that's what it looks like with the Pete Carroll situation.
And they didn't have to. That's the thing. They didn't have to overthink that situation.
And Atlanta, Dan Quinn. I mean, I remember I texted you the first half. I was like, man, Dan Quinn is like the coach of the year. I mean, the way they were playing and the way he was coaching, and then the second half, he didn't make no adjustments. When you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't make adjustments. He did bad clock management. Even the third quarter, even though you got that big lead, you know damn well you can't be just fine with what you got when you have Brady on the other side. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't be fine with just that 25-point lead. Yeah.
Especially when they went up, 28-3? From that point on, you're supposed to ride that two-headed monster. You're supposed to ride Coleman. Yeah. You're supposed to ride Freeman.
Yeah.
It was averaging damn near 7 yards a carry. Mm-hmm. Why is you thinking about throwing the ball much as they did?
Do you guys think the game plan changed once? Because I saw Coleman, he got hurt.
It was like in the fourth quarter, though. Yeah. Probably like maybe 8 or 9 minutes left.
Yeah.
But you still got Freeman, a top five running back. Beat that beast. Beat that monster.
It just proved lack of experience from Dan Quinn. Because, I mean, you saw Belichick. He was cool and calm no matter that they were down. He knew that they could have a chance to come back.
I don't know. He was cool.
I didn't see him yelling at a couple players.
The refs, man. He was and down that sideline.
Yeah, but, like, from the play calling from the second half, after the second half, it seemed like he figured out, okay, this is what we got to do. And plus Tom Brady. Tom Brady did what he does.
Think, you know what? I think that has more to with the play calling.
Yeah.
Offensively, I think that's more Brady than Belichick.
More than Belichick?
Or the OC, the offensive coordinator. I think they said, I mean, he's seasoned, and he's proven himself that he can handle adversity. So they probably say, you know, these are some plays. Pick which ones you want or whatever.
Yeah.
They might have suggestions for him on that headset. I bet he's doing his thing.
Yeah,
I bet Brady's doing his thing.
He got a feel for the game. So he knows, like, what's working and what's not.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, in regards to Belichick being calm and cool. I mean, when you got the greatest quarterback or the greatest player in NFL history on your team, you don't need to panic.
Honestly, I stopped watching it when Julian Edelman made that catch. That
circus catch?
I said it's over. Even though they haven't officially scored yet to tie it, I'm like, it's over. I said they're going to tie it, they're going to go overtime, and they're going to win. I knew it. I shut it off. So anyways, so that was our reactions to the Super Bowl. You know, let us know what your reactions are, you know, on Facebook, whatever, and hit us up. Since we're talking about Brady, let's go ahead and talk about the so-called Mr. Goat.
G-O-A-T, greatest of all time.
Is he the GOAT, Rich? Is he the GOAT?
Well, I ran a poll on our Facebook page, which you can reach at the Tripod. And, I mean, the voting was just so lopsided for him that I mean, it was not, there wasn't even a point for, I mean, to even ask this question. I think it was 279 for yes. And 121 for now. But, I mean, he may be the greatest quarterback to some people, but I don't think he's the greatest NFL player of all time.
I mean, I think it's hard to say whether he's the best player. He's definitely the best quarterback, in my opinion. He's the GOAT. I mean, before this game, I was kind of like going back and forth with it. But, I mean, this dude is still playing at an extremely high level. And he damn near 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I seen a poll also on ESPN.com, and it said, you know, is he the best player of all time? And the voting, man, it was significant in his favor. It's probably like 59% said yes.
Mm-hmm.
The next closest was Jerry Rice. No, it was Joe Montana. And he had like 9%.
9%?
9%. So, I mean.
And was it all quarterbacks, or was it?
No, it was Brady. It was Rice. Jerry Rice, it was Joe Montana, it was Walter Payton. I think Dick Butkus was on there. I'm not sure.
No, Jim Brown?
I think Jim Brown was on there also.
Okay.
But nobody got close, not even close to Tom Brady, in my opinion.
It's because all these damn millennials voting.
Tom Brady is the GOAT. I'm not a Patriots fan. I'm not a Brady fan. But I got to admit, Tom Brady is the greatest of all time.
And it doesn't matter that he's got controversy behind it. Because when I think back of all these great quarterbacks, like... Like Dan Marino, Joe Montana. There's no controversy for whenever they won. Well, not
Marino.
Not Marino with his championships, but Joe Montana and his championships. Steve Young and the championships.
Montana, Dan Marino, all of them was great.
Yeah, but
Tom Brady is the greatest.
But even though he has,
You know what, Rich?
What?
You just did a hell of a prelude, because here's my reaction.
All right.
Now I get to everybody saying he's the GOAT, best quarterback, at least the GOAT.
Uh-huh.
My opinion? Hell no.
Hater.
Hell no. The best GOAT guy, whatever the fuck you
want to say. GOAT guy. The best GOAT guy.
The GOAT guy.
Who's
man.
The best player in the NFL?
I can't
all
say
time.
Player, but I'll tell you who the best quarterback is. Go ahead. And that's Joe Montana. Hey, what happened? And I heard something in my headphones. All right. But, man, like you just said, Joe Montana has 4 rings, right?
Uh-huh.
He never lost a Super Bowl. Brady, he's lost how many?
I want to say 2.
2 Super Bowls, right?
Uh-huh.
So not just losing Super Bowls, and you could say he has 5 Super Bowls. I actually could say he has 3, because 2 of them has asterisks on them.
That's what I was saying.
They have asterisk stars on 2 of them. There's no controversy with Joe Montana's rings whatsoever.
It's
It's the truth. You got the Deflategate. Okay, you can maybe go 40-60 on that to say, well, it was just a little bit of air pressure, whatever. Fine. You could say Spygate. I'll say that's fine. I don't count that. But what I really do count, and this is BS, is his first one. Because they should never have beaten the Raiders. That was fucked up call. And the NFL made that call right then and there because they didn't want L. Davis and the Raiders to win it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? When you look at that play, there's no way in hell that's an incomplete pass. That's a fumble, clear as day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying Brady wouldn't have no rings or anything, but I don't think, you know, he would have to go through first year tribulations because he would have lost it right there.
But, I mean, how old was Joe Montana the last year he won a Super Bowl?
Good question. Rich will look that up in a little
bit. You know
bit.
What I mean? I say, man, I'm saying he's the best because he's still doing it at an extremely high
elite level. Well, then you're going to hear from me.
40 years old. He's still doing it.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I mean, as quarterback, who does that?
People who missed the first quarter of the season.
The first quarter of the season.
People who missed the first quarter of the season. Come on, my man.
So would you say he had more energy or he had more strength?
Hey,
more endurance because he missed the first four games?
Every game counts, my friend. Every game counts. That's why they only have 16 games in the NFL season. That's how hard each for preparation and during the game. That's how hard it is.
I mean, he got to be the GOAT. If I said he got to be the GOAT,
he's a GOAT.
I'm not even a Tom Brady fan. Man.
I could have swore, like, before the Super Bowl, you picked Dan Marino, though.
Dan Marino for what?
For a greatest quarterback. I think that's what he said. Like that
said,
he said
greatest quarterback without a ring.
I've been going back and forth for a while, but after seeing Brady this past, last Sunday. Last Sunday, I got to get to him, man. He's the best, man, without a doubt.
Yeah. Well, me personally, Montana's still a GOAT, and Brady's just the donkey.
So let's bring it up to our next question or topic. My thing is okay, with Falcons losing, right?
What is your projection for them next year? Do you see them being at the Super Bowl or not even at the Super Bowl? Do you even see them being as good as they were this year, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, they still got a real young, hungry, good, fast defense. Mm-hmm. And a hell of a running game. You can win a whole lot of games just based on a strong running game and a strong defense, which they got. And you got, Mr. MVP for this regular season, Matt Ryan. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're going to be pretty good. You know what I'm saying? I still think they need another wide receiver, a wide receiver number two. I mean, you got Julio Jones. He's a beast. He's a monster. But you need that complimentary receiver.
What about Muhammad Sanu?
Man, come on, man.
What about Tyler Gabriel?
Tyler Gabriel is he decent, but he's not a solid number two. Mm-hmm. They need that solid number two. I think Austin Hooper is a good tight end.
So you still think they'll be at least in the playoffs or win the division?
Oh yeah, they're gonna be in the playoffs.
You heard they got rid of their offensive coordinator
and defensive coordinator.
Which, in my opinion, was a good move because
and defensive coordinator.
If you ask me, it was his fault they lost the Super Bowl, man. Come on, man. That Kyle Shanahan.
But it might have been his fault they lost the Super Bowl, but it was also him is one of the reasons why they got there.
Man, yeah, he did exceptional for 16 regular games. What was it? Two playoff games. But that third game for three quarters, he was great. But that fourth quarter.
So you're judging him off of two quarters?
Hell yeah, it's a Super Bowl. You know what you mean. Ain't no coming back next week to, this is it. Hell yeah.
All right. Well, I don't really think they're going to be there again next year.
In the playoffs?
You
telling me
to
the Atlanta Falcons not going to be in the playoffs next year?
You see the division they're in?
You see that defense?
They'll be in the division.
That running game.
You know what? They'll be in a wild card, and I bet they get out in the first round.
Who going to win the division?
I don't know, but I'm just saying they'll be in the – I don't know. I just
– Oh, no. They're going to come back hungry next year.
I don't know, man. That's hard.
This is a heartbreaker. They're going to come back hungry next year.
I mean, they're going to go against, the Bears. So in the
Bears going to be in the playoffs. Remember I said that?
They ain't got no chance after that.
My Chicago Bears will be in the playoffs. I said it then, I'm going to say it again.
Oh, man, I had to give you some love, man.
Especially after we get Jimmy Garoppolo, but that's another story. Listen, let's keep it moving.
They call him Jimmy G. Anyways, what's your reaction there, Ricardo?
I think they'll make it to the playoffs. I do agree with Dave. They did lose a significant amount of talent on the coaching side. Well, mainly on offense, because the Houston Texans had Kyle Shanahan, and I've liked Kyle Shanahan since the Texans. So the way he moved that offense, I think it's to replace him. I know they got the guy from Alabama, the guy that coached in
Sarkisian,
Sarkisian or whatever. Yeah. They got him. And I don't know how much experience that guy has, because, I mean, I know he coached the national championship game.
None, I don't think.
So we'll see what happens with that. Hopefully he doesn't change too much, because why mess with something that works, something that worked for the whole season? So, I mean, they're going to make it to the playoffs. They're not going to be a wild card because of that division they're in. They got the Saints, who aren't getting any better. They got the Bucks, who shined a little bit. And then they got the Carolina Panthers, who knows what they're going to be like.
Panthers will be good next year.
Not better than Atlanta.
I don't think so.
And then, you answered all the questions except for that last one.
Which one?
What are they going to do when they run into the Bears in the playoffs?
but at least you admit the Bears will be in the playoffs. That's what's up.
That's too funny.
You know what? It depends on the quarterback.
Garoppolo, man. Come on, man. I just told you.
They have to get rid of Cutler, man.
Cutler gone. Believe that, like a true story. Cutler is gone. Believe that.
Gotta get rid of that bum. All right. Let's get, I just want to rant and rave real quick. I was showing Rich a little earlier. You know, they had pictures of Gronk dancing with his fucking shirt off and everything at the little parade. This fucking chump, man. What? Really?
Didn't contribute.
Your bum ass didn't do shit the whole season. You're out the whole season.
He's a bum, but they drafted him with his first pick.
That is why.
But he's a bum, though, right?
He's a fucking bum.
Go ahead, Dave. Keep it going, dog.
Fucking riding on Tom Brady's fucking nuts.
That's Dave's what the so hell salty, he is, man.
Anyways,
can I rant and rave real quick?
Go ahead.
Man, I just want to say to all the real sports fans out there, man, if you can't appreciate what has gone down in sports in the past 7 to 8 months, then you're not a real fan. I'm starting with, first it was Cleveland Cavaliers, down 3-1 against Golden State. Mm-hmm. They came back and they won it. Then we're talking about my world champion, Chicago Cubs, down 3-1 against the Cleveland Indians. Mm-hmm. They came back and took their World Series. And let's not forget about college football. That Alabama Clemson game was a hell of a game. And now we got New England and Atlanta. That epic comeback from New England to win a Super Bowl.
It has been a fun time.
That's real shit right there.
It's been a fun time for sports.
Oh, yeah. It's been real nice.
It's been all right.
Let's see how it all rounds out with this NFL Finals. Or, I mean, NBA Finals. See who makes it there. That'll be nice.
I can't wait for the playoffs, man. I'm not even excited about the NBA playoffs. But you know what I am excited about?
What's that?
The NBA trades. Trade deadline. I'm more excited about that, man.
Ain't gonna be that much action. So,
you don't think so?
We're getting off course. Oh, yeah, man.
We're gonna jump into NBA a little bit. Here we go. We're gonna jump into NBA, okay? Go ahead and read what Brady told Isaiah Thomas from the Boston Celtics there, Rich.
Now, I'm not a big fan of Tom Brady, but this made me feel like, man, because I love Isaiah Thomas. I loved him since he was from when he was with Sacramento. So Isaiah Thomas said Tom Brady texted him after the Super Bowl win and said, "It's your turn next." So he wants Isaiah, he's saying, "Isaiah, this is your season. Go to the finals, win the championship, bring it back to Boston." What do you think about that, Eric?
This year, I mean, if they make a move, because right now they're not good enough to win the finals.
Okay,
let's be honest. I mean, they got a decent team. They are all right. Nowhere close to being ready to win a, championship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they make a trade or two, I heard they might try to get Jimmy Butler. If they do that, hopefully they won't. But if they do,
does that sting a little bit if they do that?
Oh, hell yeah.
For you?
I'll hate for my boys to lose Jimmy Butler. But if they get Jimmy Butler, then that improves their chances. But right now, hell no. They're not even close to winning a championship. They're not going to beat Cleveland in no 7-game series. Or Golden State. Or San Antonio.
Would you say they're the number two in the Eastern Conference, though?
Over Raptors?
No, I put Toronto second. Cleveland, Toronto, then Boston.
Is it because of the experience? Because they've always been one or two the past few years already.
I just think Toronto, it's their turn. They took Cleveland last year to 6 games in the finals. I just feel like, and they better this year than they was last year.
Oh yeah.
So I just feel like, yeah, they deserve that number two spot. They're gonna be number two. I mean, and Boston is a solid close, but number three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, we got some more NBA news. Lance Stephenson just signed a 10-day contract with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Is that a good pickup for the T-Wolves?
Hell yeah.
It was only a 10-day?
They lost Zach LaVine.
It's only a 10-day contract.
10-day contract?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I thought it was like a year or something.
Right. I mean, they lost Zach LaVine.
Unless they're going to do a probation thing to see how he fits in the system. But what else you got to lose? You know what I'm saying?
That is true. He's still young, too.
He's still young. What do you got to lose? 26,
27. Yeah. You know?
So hopefully Tibbs, he can get the best out of him. And usually he does with his guards.
Yeah.
You ever notice that? Usually he does.
Yeah. So I feel like if Thibodeau can't get the best out of him, nobody can.
Yeah.
Maybe getting back to that Pacer way when he was with the Pacers.
Yeah, I mean, he was decent when he was with the Pacers.
Yeah, blowing in LeBron's ear. Yeah, he was real good.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's what's shocking. The Cavs, when the last podcast, the Cavs wanted to get him. That's what shocked me. It's like, wow, LeBron actually wants Stevenson?
All right. Another news is, I know this is big for Mr. Two Plates, my boy over here.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant returns to Oklahoma City this weekend, man.
The first time.
You're so excited about that. How come?
Because he's a black piece of shit.
Wow!
Man, race car.
I remember my girl sent me a picture, and it had Steph Curry and Klay Thompson with Kevin Durant in the middle. I say, yeah, that little black piece of shit sandwiched in between two yellow bitches.
Wow.
That's what they are.
That's a lot of hate in your heart, man.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to that game, though. You know what I'm saying? They're going to boo the shit out of Kevin Durant. They're going to boo him. He's going to get booed out the stadium.
And he deserves it.
Oh, hell yeah, he deserves it.
It.
You know, he really deserves it. I mean, and hopefully OKC can win that game. Because I need my boy Russell Westbrook to, you know what I'm saying, put down another triple-double and send Kevin Durant ass back to Golden State with his tail between his legs.
No, you're right about Russell Westbrook. He does need to, you know,
carry that team.
He needs to grab that triple double against the Golden State on a loss against the Golden State Warriors, because that's what he does best.
What's that?
Triple doubles and losses. Bums. You talking about bums?
I'm on Eric's side with this, man.
Whatever. You know what? You are such a hater for Golden State, man. Golden State hater. What is wrong with you, man?
I don't like the way they go about their business.
You don't like the way they go about their business? No,
I don't like that, man. I don't respect
I'm with Eric on this one, man. I hope they boo the shit out of him. That non-competitive little bitch that wanted to go to Golden State just so he can get a ring. He didn't want to fight for it anymore. He wanted to go to a team that had all the weapons he needed and get himself a ring. That's what he wants to do.
Like they
and
say,
they're not going to get it. They're not going to get it.
Join them.
Yeah. Hey.
They're not going to get it.
It's not the first story I heard about NBA superstar joining some other superstars because he can't fucking win.
Yeah, and they rip apart LeBron, but they don't rip apart this guy. They need to rip apart Durant. He did it the worst.
Apart LeBron, I just rip apart of LeBron because they keep saying about Kevin Durant. I said, well, if you're gonna rip Kevin Durant, you gotta do it to LeBron.
They did. What you mean? They didn't rip. They still ripping LeBron.
I really don't rip him as much anymore.
LeBron right now, but everybody else.
LeBron can't do right in some people's eyes. They're always criticizing him.
Can't do right.
Can't do right.
Honestly, I'm not really. I really don't give a shit about that game.
What?
Yeah, I don't.
I have no interest whatsoever.
I'm gonna watch it. It's gonna be another triple double and a loss for Westbrook, and it is what it is. I'm not gonna even watch it. I might just see a couple highlights of Durant getting at Westbrook, but that's about it. Anyway, so next, I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
I'm gonna watch a little bit.
A little bit. See, you ain't that. Ain't that interesting?
I ain't no damn OKC fan or Golden State, so why would I watch it?
Well, you want Westbrook's nuts.
Nah, you know, no man's nuts, man.
Besides Tom Brady.
You called him the GOAT. But he's the GOAT. I mean,
you call that donkey ass GOAT.
I'm going to keep it real. He's the GOAT.
All right. What else we got? We got one more thing, I think, on NBA and... That's the Rockets trade news. Houston Rockets. Go ahead with it, Rich.
Yeah, it came out today that potential trades, you know, rumors and everything that are floating around. And one is that the Rockets trading for Serge Ibaka from the Orlando Magic. And they just played the Magic last night. And Ibaka put up 28 points. So, I mean, I know he can still score. And to reunite Harden and Ibaka from the Thunder days, I would love that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's all wishes right now. And see if they get this trade done. I know that the Orlando Magic wanted or was thinking about taking Capella if we would trade Capella. Capella's a young guy. And his ceiling, he hasn't even hit his ceiling yet. So, and there's an issue with Ibaka because by the end of the year, he can just go somewhere else. He's a free agent. Mm-hmm. So unless we get him and sign him to an extension and, you know, convince him to stay here, I mean, it might be a dangerous trade. But
so my question is, does getting Ibaka make you guys better
getting right now? Oh, yeah, definitely. Getting Ibaka will guarantee my bet with you.
What was that?
From me. That they'll win the division.
Over San Antonio?
Oh, yeah.
Man, you crazy as hell.
Who did San Antonio lose to yesterday?
Without Kawhi Leonard.
It don't matter.
Yeah, what you mean? That's Mr., you know, in the running for MVP.
I know, but if we add Ibaka, I mean, we're going to fly right past those Spurs. But that's if.
Yeah, if you get Ibaka, yeah. That's
if. And they're also interested in, I know Mario Chalmers. They're interested in Mario Chalmers and... Jared Jack.
To tell you the truth, I feel like Ibaka is Capella just with a little range.
Ibaka's...
Check their numbers, man. They similar. They real similar.
Capella is averaging like 13 points a game. Ibaka is scoring...
probably 15.
No.
16.
18.
No, I don't think it's that. I'm pretty sure.
I checked it today.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Come on, man. You don't think I review the players that the Rockets are trying to pick up? So, Dave, what do you think? This is a good... Would this be a good pickup?
Neither one on rebound good, but...
I think it's wishful thinking, honestly, but it would be a good trade for the Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't really looked at Capella that much, so I really can't say how high his ceiling could possibly be. But if you do want to know, go ahead and check out Space City Sports. You know, they got all that good stuff on Houston News and stuff and stats or whatever. But yeah, I really, really don't know Capella too much, so. I mean, it'd be a good trade for Houston, but
all you gotta know is that he's a long lanky guy who can't stand in there. This guy got dunked on by Hardaway Jr., man.
Hey, but another thing, if you look at their stature, both of them 6'10", Capella's 240, Ibaka's 235. So I mean, what are you guys really gaining? You know.
Yeah, but you see how Ibaka's built? Capella's scrawny as hell. Capella gets beat around inside the paint, man. I'd rather have Ibaka. And Ibaka's still young. He's only 20-something years old.
27. Yeah.
27. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I'd rather have him.
He can still carve people up. That's an insider joke. We'll tell you about that later. Anyways, that's it about the NBA. Really, yeah, not too much happening, man.
Unless you got something, Eric. You got something to talk about?
You got anything?
You don't put me on the spot like that, huh?
I just want to know if you got anything to talk about. You can just say no.
No, nothing popped into my head.
Right? Okay, yeah. There you go. That's
I mean, the only major thing was the Super Bowl thing. I know in the next week or two here, especially is that there are going to be some trade rumors going on and stuff.
I got one thing. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Go ahead.
I got to talk about my boy Terrell Owens.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man. Terrell Owens.
T.O.
Let me put his stats out there real quick. You know what I'm saying? Number two all time in receiving yards behind the great Jerry Rice. The greatest receiver of all time, Jerry Rice. Number two. Terrell Owens is number two all time. Receiving yards, Terrell Owens is number three all time behind Jerry Rice and I believe it's Marvin Harrison.
Marvin Harrison?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a touchdown. Receiving touchdown, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this man gets passed over as being, you know what I'm saying, inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Did you hear who made it?
Was it Marvin? Or no,
Dave's got the list right there.
It's LaDainian Tomlinson.
Deserving.
Terrell Davis.
I don't know about deserving.
You got Morton Anderson, the kicker.
Mm. He deserves it.
Yeah, he was a beast.
Jason Taylor.
Taylor got about 140 sacks, so yeah, he's up there.
Okay.
Kurt Warner.
He didn't do it long enough for me.
Yes, that's what people said about. That's what people say about Terrell Davis.
He didn't do it long enough to be a Hall of Famer.
Kenny Easley, I don't.
Yeah, some other
coach or something.
He was a safety.
Oh, was he? Yeah. Uh-huh. And Jerry Jones for owner.
But, I mean, Terrell Davis over Terrell Owens. I think Terrell should have got it before Terrell Davis. Davis didn't do it that long either. He got hurt.
My question is, when did getting inducted into the Hall of Fame become a popularity contest?
Yeah.
I mean, we all know Terrell Owens is not, you know, liked or, you know, is hated or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the numbers don't lie. His numbers speak for themselves. I mean, with them numbers, he should have easily been a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. It's Dave Love time. let me just get this out of the way, okay? Me personally, watching this man play, and he didn't just get his numbers, he also entertained me while getting those numbers.
Get your popcorn ready.
Oh, yeah, man. That was one of my favorite ones. That when he went in a Dallas Cowboys star in midfield.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I love that. But anyways, to me, sure, he's a Hall of Famer. But let me just clear the air. You know, I was going back and forth a little bit on this. You know, I understand this was his second year of eligibility. So he's not even a first or second ballot Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Chris Carter took him 4 years to get into the Hall of Fame. 4 tries to get into the Hall of Fame. They don't really show much love to wide receivers. There's only been maybe a total of 5 who made it the first ballot.
Oh.
And one of them was
Jerry Rice.
The GOAT, Jerry Rice. And the other ones, I couldn't even tell you the names because they were from the past, you know.
Did Marvin get in? I wonder if Marvin got in.
No, it wasn't first year, I don't think.
Okay.
But I might be wrong. But anyways, I understand. People had a lot of said he was a cancer, supposedly, in the locker rooms and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what players said. That's what coaches said. That's what some of these media guys said. Okay? So, in that aspect, I guess I kind of could see why he didn't make it. I mean, if you didn't have Chris Carter make it in the first 4 years or 3 years, I understand. Because Chris Carter had some good numbers, too. He had about the same numbers as Terrell Owens.
You know?
So, it's just his... How can I say this? Like, Shannon Sharp was talking about. You know, Shannon Sharp... I got a little thing with him, because he drives me crazy sometimes. He was talking to Skip, my boy Skip Bayless, okay? Mm-hmm. And he was saying, I don't get it, you know. Give this, you know... They're talking about college students going to college, and the reward is a degree, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, why don't they give him his degree into the Hall of Fame? And they say, they did all his stats and everything, you know, whatever. Let me just tell you, that makes no goddamn sense, man. Because what it is it's his money is the degree. You're playing for it is for your money. People are going to school to get the degree because that's money to them. You know, Hall of Fame is more of an example. So when you say more of an example of greatness, it's not just on the field, it's also off the field. I mean, here's another point, too. Do you know who was on the ballot a couple years ago?
I have no idea.
Darren Sharper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Darren Sharper?
So just because his numbers add up, you think he should be in the Hall of Fame?
But
my thing is,
what are we basing who gets inducted into the Hall of Fame on? I thought it was, because me personally, I thought it was all about what you do on the football
field.
On the basketball court or whatever.
I understand
that's
that.
That's what
but
I thought.
So you're telling me Darren Sharper should have been in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know his numbers.
It all depends on what you're basing, you know.
So say his numbers are high. So you're saying you would let him in the Hall of Fame?
If we looking at personal life, or are we looking at just his numbers? Because that's what
you're a member of part of that.
I mean, I would have to see his numbers. That's what I would. You know what I'm saying? How I would vote for him is based on his numbers. Mm-hmm. Let me see what he did during his career on the football field. Now, what he did outside, off the football field, that's his business. That has nothing to do with the Hall of Fame, in my opinion. It's all about what you do on that football field or basketball court.
But isn't the Hall of Fame? Isn't that is being
you make it seem like all the guys that's in the Hall of Fame are modern citizens.
You got O.J. Simpson.
Oh, well, yeah. Then again, O.J. did get inducted before all that whole Nicole Brown
such and shit. But but still, you know what I mean?
I'm saying. But I'm not, like I said, I'm just bringing some of these up because I can see how some people are viewing this. I already told you in the beginning that I would put T.O. in the Hall of Fame.
He should have been the first ballot.
But I'm just saying this is how I gathered. This is what I'm saying is I gathered this is how some people look at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how they look at it. I mean, believe it or not, in the Hall of Fame, there are a couple members who grab players' votes and represent the players in, from the Hall of Fame.
But like I said, the Hall of Fame is not a popularity contest.
I understand that. But if you're ignorant to the media or carry yourself so wrong in toward the locker room and stuff, and then you're going to cry that you're not in the Hall of Fame, because you should know these are the same people that are going to induct you into a Hall of Fame or not. Same thing with the MLB when we're talking about the PED users. They should know who is going to take, who has the vote for them to get in the Hall of Fame.
But you can't compare, you know, taking PEDs and cheating in baseball to, you know, a bad attitude.
Yeah, to a bad attitude.
I'm not comparing it, but I am comparing to where how that's how the people who do vote are probably looking at it. I without a doubt, within a couple year or two, he's got
to
make it.
He got to.
I think they're just doing this just to play with him, to get back at him for all the bullshit supposedly he did in the locker rooms and stuff. Because it wasn't just coaches. It was players complaining about this man. I have no idea. I wasn't in the locker room.
I mean, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Like I say, like you say, he was a cancer in the locker room. I mean, he was, you know, an arrogant, cocky, selfish individual at times. But, I mean, like I say, his numbers
none of that should keep him out of the Hall of Fame. So, and to compare him, if these people that are voting are comparing him to Darren Sharper, isn't he in prison right now because of what he did?
He's a rapist.
Yeah, so if you're comparing Terrell Owens to a rapist Darren Sharper, that you're a freaking idiot.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Sometimes that's what they have to look at is their examples, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I wouldn't put Darren Sharper in there because of his personal things.
Okay.
You know, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't. I don't care if he was the best cornerback in the if he was Deion Sanders. If he did what Darren Sharper did.
Yeah.
I would say
they won't put Darren Sharper in there because they want to be politically correct. That's the way the NFL is. If they put him in there, all the women in the world are going to get pissed that this rapist made it into the Hall of Fame.
But wouldn't you though?
Would
you put him?
Okay, yeah, I understand that part with Darren Sharper. Yeah, I would. I mean, I agree with you in that regard, but T.O. is a whole different animal, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's not a rapist. He's not a killer.
He's
not,
just a goofball.
He's
got a
real fucking selfish, bad attitude.
Just, yeah, he's just a goofy, you know what I mean? Goofy wide receiver.
Right, you know, a diva-type receiver, but he deserves to be in
What
the
about
Hall
Chad
of Fame.
Ochocinco? Does he deserve to be in it?
He deserves to be in the league. I don't know I don't know about now. It's been quite a few years, but when he first got out of the league, he should have been in the league.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, I thought he was way better than people were portraying him. Like, he didn't do anything bad.
And it's crazy, though, because once he went to New England, I thought he was going to shine in New England.
Yeah, I don't know.
He didn't do shit for the Patriots.
But he never did anything outside the field, though, to make people think. I mean, as far as I know, he even said all he did was he just went home, did what he had to do, and played video games and work out, he said. That's all he did.
Yeah.
He said they just didn't like that he was so open,
and
you know what I'm saying. So I don't know what happened, but no, like I said, I agree. But I'm just explaining. Some people have different views, and I know those are. Some people might think they're ridiculous opinions about how
the Hall of Fame is. I mean, the Hall of Fame is flawed.
Oh yeah,
I mean, let's be real.
I won't be shocked if Tim Tebow makes it one day.
He should be in the league. But anyway,
he is popular. Why wouldn't he make it?
But anyways, what do you guys think? I mean, out there, you tribe members, do you think T.O. should be in the Hall of Fame? Should he have been first year, second year? Or do you really think that, you know, what you do off the field should reflect if you should be in the Hall of Fame or not, being an example? What else? We got a couple questions, don't we? Or we got a question, and then we got some pools we got to get to, right,
yeah.
Rich?
Did you want to talk about the Michael Jordan thing?
Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
We can talk about
right.
that.
No,
quick.
What is
funny.
That? What is it? Oh, about the 73 wins?
Yeah. All right. So the owner of the Warriors, Apparently, they had an owner's only dinner, and he was just randomly talking with the owners, and he came across Michael Jordan, who owns the Hornets now, right? The Hornets.
Wildcat.
Yeah, Hornets. Right. Yeah, man, you're going back in time. You're going back in time.
My bad, the Hornets.
Well, he came across Michael Jordan, and Michael, they were just randomly talking. Then Michael Jordan's family said, 73 don't mean shit. And I know Dave was watching a video today of the owner saying that he was hurt, or like he was actually hurt that MJ said that. And but we got some people commenting, because I posted this on our Facebook page, and a bunch of people were laughing. They were saying, yeah, that's MJ. MJ would just say whatever the hell he wants. And one guy says, sounds like jealousy. What the hell does MJ have to be jealous about? This guy's got 6 rings. Never made it to a game 7 like you said.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's just MJ being MJ. But they was ranting and raving, but you left out the part. They was also drinking.
Oh, yeah. They were drinking.
You know, alcohol in the mix. I mean, it's going to be a lot of shit talk. It's going to be a lot of stuff said that, just... But that's just MJ being MJ.
But yes. I read this, man.
But I think with MJ, the fact that they didn't win a championship that year, that's what he's really saying. Okay, yeah, y'all won 73 games, but y'all didn't get that ring that year, though. We won 72. We got that. We finished it off.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't finish what y'all started. So that's what he meant.
By that one comment, all it tells me is that person is a Golden State fan.
Oh, definitely. Oh. That comment that kid said.
About jealousy.
Sounds like he's jealous.
But just talking about me, I'm like, see.
You got anything to say about that?
I didn't say Golden State hater. I said fan.
I'm from business.
All right, you want to get to the polls?
Yeah, let's get to the polls.
All right. So every week, starting last week, we started with centers. We want to build the tribe starting five for the NBA. Mm-hmm. So every week we're going to release, we release these pictures with where you can vote with the Facebook emojis. And last week we did centers, and Shaq won that. I don't know how.
Diesel.
I don't know what's up with y'all millennials, but Shaq, come on, man.
I swear. They did it because that's the only one they know.
But you know what? That's cool, though. It's cool.
I know. Your voice.
So it's your voice.
Yeah, that's your voice. That's who you pick. That's who you pick. But let me just say, Hakeem was a close second.
Come on, man.
All right. So we're going down the list. So now we're at power forward. So I posted to see who the tribe thought the greatest power forward was. The choices were Karl Malone, Dirk Nowitzki, Tim Duncan, Charles Barkley. And people were a little iffy about this fifth one. I said Elvin Hayes. Some people wanted Kevin Garnett, but it's Elvin Hayes. So
it's Elvin Hayes. So deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah, because, let me just tell you the results right now. It was a huge, huge favorite for Duncan. Duncan got 111 votes. Then Karl Malone got 47. And then some people gave Dirk some love, 39 votes.
Big German.
No, I mean, my vote, yeah, I got to give it to Duncan. I mean, Karl Malone, he would be a close second, but what would Karl Malone be without John Stockton? He was good, real good, but I mean, the big fundamental, Tim Duncan, I mean, for whatever reason, he's a winner. He just knew how to get it done, and he's the best to ever do it at that position.
Yeah.
All I can say is, about Karl Malone, what would he be without Michael Jordan? A champion. See, that's what's hard, too, because Duncan didn't have to play in the era with Michael Jordan. I don't think they would have won. Be as highly praised, but I'll still give Tim Duncan his dues. I would say Tim Duncan. I mean, I am a really big Charles Barkley fan, but I'm also a realistic fan. And, Michael was in his way, and, Barkley really didn't have too many people, but I'll still give the slight edge to Duncan. I agree with the fans. It's Duncan.
It was actually pretty sad how low of votes Barkley got. Charles Barkley.
I don't want to hear it.
You don't want to hear it?
Don't reveal it.
No, he's not the best. He's good. To
not even get some votes, man, that's crazy.
He didn't get no votes?
No, he got some, but like...
Oh, but there were some fans I know were upset that we didn't have KG up there, Kevin Garnett. What do you think about
that? I think KG should have been in the top five. I'm not really familiar with Elvin Hayes. I ain't going to lie. Elvin Hayes is a person that
You know what that means?
That's because you're a millennial, man.
But I mean, KG, he should maybe possibly be in that top five.
Well, you know what that tells me?
Maybe you should be a little bit more active on these polls.
I gotta look up.
Instead of having,
yeah, I don't see a vote. I don't see a vote here from Eric Sims.
I gotta Google Elvin Hayes. Wait, see what he all about.
You're part of the tribe, and I don't see you.
We gotta get these votes, from Eric, man.
Both of y'all voted.
You didn't. Yeah,
I voted.
You voted for Barkley. So I already know.
I voted.
Who you vote for?
Malone.
Put my vote down for Tim Duncan.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Do that then. All right. So next week
we're talking about you actually saying, "Hey, maybe you should put Kevin Garnett on the post." Nah, we didn't hear shit from you.
So next week we're gonna move to the small fours, and that's gonna be very interesting.
Small fours. Yeah.
They got a couple. You got LeBron. You got Durant.
You got Larry Bird.
You got Larry Bird.
Legend.
You got Larry Bird. You got Dominic Wilkins. Oh, it's gonna be hard to put this list together, so I'm gonna have to ask you guys for some advice for this one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's next week.
I know my pick already, but I'm going to save it.
All right, save it. Don't let us know right now.
He's
vote.
A millennial. Oh,
okay. Vote.
On Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay, you got to vote, yes.
Yeah, all right, so that's next week.
Y'all, this is the tribe's voice.
Yeah.
You know, everybody listening to this.
Yeah, we want to build the tribe starting five. So right now we just got Shaq. So next week is going to be small four.
Shaq and Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan now.
That sounds good. The tribe starting five.
Yeah.
That rhyme sounds nice. All right. You want to move on to the question?
Yes.
All right. We got a question here from OG Mac from Facebook.
OG Mac. What up, dog?
What up, man?
He wants to know, was this Super Bowl as big as the last? Was this Super Bowl bigger than the last one?
Well, let me refresh my memory. What was the last
one? The Broncos.
The Broncos and the Panthers,
and the Panthers.
Oh, that was some bullshit right there.
Why was that bullshit last year?
Because I had money on Carolina and they lost.
Hey, don't bring your money in this, man.
Can I go real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Last year was bigger to me. And the reason why I say that is because last year I was with my boys over here spending Super Bowl with them. This year, I wasn't. Definitely last year, man.
That touched the heart right
now.
Here.
Last year, I mean, I don't know, for whatever reason, I thought Carolina was going to really step up and handle that business. I thought Carolina was going to do Peyton Manning and that offense like Seattle did a couple years before that. But for whatever reason, you know what I'm saying, even though Peyton didn't do much to win that, Carolina just disappointed. That game to me was disappointing.
Okay,
I like this game this year. Falcons and Patriots, way more.
I have to say, last year's just because, and like you said, Manny didn't do much, but it was also his send off. He was retiring.
That was his send off.
He won the ring and left. So I think last year's was better, and plus I kind of liked seeing just Cam Newton just get stopped. Like, everyone thought the Panthers were gonna actually compete and do good. But Cam, see, you can tell that he was frustrated and he, like, kind of collapsed under the pressure.
We're talking about an epic comeback this year. How is last year's Super Bowl better than you?
You know why? Because we're talking about cheaters winning, okay? That's why.
No.
So you're saying New England cheated?
No, not this year. But they're known cheaters.
Wait, time out. You're saying the Patriots didn't cheat this year? That's a lie. They just didn't get caught this year.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
But I'd rather see a true guy, you know, win the ring and get his send off than a known cheating organization. So I don't really care about this one.
Oh wow, that's totally,
is that harsh?
Yeah, it's a little harsh, man. But no, I was for real though. Last year, I don't know. Last year, if we're talking about the game itself. I don't know. I would just still go for last year. It was more entertaining. It was throughout. Like, you were like, oh, okay, back and forth. Plus, I had all you guys to argue with, plus more last year.
Yeah, that makes it better than this year. But the game itself, come on, man. The game itself this year was
maybe
way better,
if Atlanta won, I would have probably said that this game was better. But when I saw the Patriots, I couldn't watch it. I'm serious. When Edelman caught that pass, I knew it was over. I clicked.
But that game last year, Carolina was terrible, man. Cam Newton, they was terrible last year in the Super Bowl, man. The defense didn't show up, and they just, you know, how was that game better than this year's game?
That's just
my opinion is, like
that's
I say,
just,
this year.
That's just how much love I got for y'all.
This year was a better game. That's my opinion. But then again, that's just one black man's opinion, so.
You black?
You know. 100%.
100%.
I think we just got one more thing to
Got one more question.
Oh, we do?
Go ahead. From Steven.
That's what I meant. We got one more.
Steven, up, man?
What's happening, Steve?
We got one from Steven.
Co-worker.
Nice hairdo, my man. Why are you laughing?
He asked.
Why are you guys laughing?
Anyways, go ahead. You're knocking on this dude's
hair. Can we
get a
question, man?
Yeah, seriously, man. This guy's over here. All right. He asked, if Dave and Rich were in an MMA fight against each other, what would be their nicknames and entrance music, and who would win?
Dave, go ahead, bro.
I guess mine would be Dave the Grappler Love. I don't know, man. I was going to do Penetrator, but guys said that it was...
Because you're in the ring with another man. You grappling or you penetrating him. What are you doing?
I bet that motherfucker would think twice before he tries to grapple me.
I know I would.
All right. But anyways, and this would be my intro song.
Hello, ladies.
That's it right there. Go ahead, Rich. What would your nickname be? I'm sorry, Steve. I really didn't have any...
Yeah, man. Yeah, I this guy had a week to think about it.
I couldn't pick out a nickname. I'm sorry, you know.
I'm
a lover, not a fighter, man. Go ahead.
Don't be a peacemaker like Daniel. All right, mine would be Richard the Lionheart. Yeah, I've always liked that name. Plus, it's an actual person. Richard the Lionheart. Mm. Are you going to sit there and just give me a face like that? You don't think that sounds cool? The Lionheart.
Hey, Lionheart.
If you like it, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's my guy right here. All right, this
always
will be
on
my
his nuts, Rick.
and this will be my intro music.
Eric, we're gonna ask you the same question, Eric.
Nah, but we still got one more part of that question to answer. Who would win in a fight between you two?
Me and Dave talked about that.
What did y'all talk about?
Right. We talked about that.
What did y'all talk about, dog? Share it with the podcast.
Me and him both would concede because we're best. We're friends, over here, man. We're friends. We're all friends. We're all one.
Winning.
Steven, we don't got to fight, okay? it's all one love, all right? We stick
to cop out. It's already a cop out.
No, it's all one love in the tribe, okay?
Yes. Matter of fact, I would even take the bullet. Dave, penetrator love, would lay on his back and just let Rich go at it, so he could just win. You know, I would do that sacrifice for him. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. See that? That's the true homeboy right there. Yeah. All right, Eric, go ahead.
I mean, I didn't really think about it, but I'm gonna go ahead and keep two plates. Because I eat up the competition.
Oh,
so,
okay.
There we go.
And is this your intro song that you're talking that you would have?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Okay. All right. Is that all we got for the day?
That is all we got.
That is all we got for the day. You know, thank you guys for listening. Tribe members, please give us some feedback, you know, especially about the fan cast and the polls. Please, we love the feedback about it. You want to be on a fan episode of a fan cast, please let us know. We'll make arrangements. Go ahead and check out. We got Chris up on there on the fan cast.
Oh, yeah, my boy Chris, man. Yeah. What up, dog?
Mm-hmm. Very good. And thank y'all for listening. For my boy Rich.
Thank you.
And my boy Eric.
Peace.
As always, everybody, dream big. Live bigger.
Peace.